Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Scott Likens is one of those people who left home and he came back with some big ideas. He's a professional cellist. He's played with the Classical Symphony of Chicago, the Eastman Philharmonic Orchestra, and the Syracuse, South Dakota, and New World Symphonies. In 2009, he co-founded the Lakes Area Music Festival, which started as 6 free classical music experiences for audiences in the Brainerd Lakes area, has now grown into year-round professional orchestral performances, day camps, instruction for high school students, and more. The National Endowment for the Arts recently awarded the Lakes Area Music Festival with a $10,000 artworks grant. Scott Likens is here to tell us about it. Scott, thanks for being back on KAXE KBXE.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us what this artworks grant is from the NEA.
Yeah, so the National Endowment for the Arts has a grant program for all different disciplines of art. And so each year we submit an application for the music division. And it's a great honor that we've received this grant this year. This particular grant program is largely based on the quality of the work samples that you submit. And so we had recordings from last summer at the Lake Erie Music Festival in Brainerd that we sent in and were listened to, and a panel judged us against some of the top orchestras in the country. And this year we were, again, the only non-metro music organization in Minnesota to receive one of these grants. So it's a great honor and a great testament to everything that has come together in Brainerd, all the people behind making it possible, and all the great artists who perform at such a high level.
So how will this help the Lakes Area Music Festival?
This is primarily a financial grant, so we receive $10,000 to help our general operations of this season. And while it's just a small percentage of our budget, it also is a great way to show that we are receiving this national acclaim and that people across the country are hearing about and learning about this arts program we have in rural Minnesota.
Yeah, I wonder if you can talk more about that, because you said the only non-metro organization that received money for this kind of thing. I think a lot of times people think there isn't classical music or there aren't arts in rural areas.
Yeah, and I bring up the non-metro also because when you think of major arts institutions, other organizations who received this grant alongside us were the Minnesota Orchestra, St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, the St. Paul Jazz Festival, Vocal Lessons. Lots of times those large organizations that are performing at top levels in their field are based in a major metropolitan area. And one of the things we're really proud about at the Lakes Erie Music Festival is we're presenting those opportunities without people having to drive several hours down to the Twin Cities, finding and high ticket prices, getting a hotel overnight, paying for parking, and all of that typically would go into seeing world-class art. But we're bringing that up north.
Yeah, you're taking it to all kinds of different locations around the Brainerd Lakes area. What locations have proven to be particularly interesting?
That is a good one. We have really performed all over, whether it's a concert hall. Our August season is all based at Clemson Auditorium in Brainerd. But we also are going out to area churches, other meeting venues. We have an outreach program that actually takes us into some of the diverse concert locations. So actually this weekend we have an ensemble in town. They'll be doing concerts at middle schools and high schools for the orchestras there and performing at the Pearl and Tony Jail. And it's going out and doing concerts like that, bringing world-class artists into the community, anytime that they are connecting with maybe a person who hasn't attended a classical concert before or is hearing some of this music for the very first time. I always think those stories are a lot of fun.
So we're having a little bit of trouble hearing you. Is there a special location you can go to in your house, like up on the roof or something?
Or stand on one foot.
I am actually outside, so I am doing my best, but I'm not sure what else I could do.
Okay.
All right.
We're talking to Scott Likens this morning from the Lakes Area Music Festival. Sunday, there's a performance at Lutheran Church of the Cross. The Altius Quartet will be performing. Tell us a little bit about this.
Sure. So, last summer at the Lake Erie Music Festival, we celebrated our 10th anniversary. And so now as we look at entering our next decade and continuing to grow and have innovative programs, we have a few things that are brand new this season. So our theme for the 2019 season is New Beginnings. And this summer, we are part of the co-commission. We'll be doing a world premiere of a Minnesota-based Venezuelan composer on our August season. We also are going to be entering a new dance partnership, a partnership with the Amsterdam-based House of Makers and Ballet to our stage. And throughout the last 10 years, we've really been serving our audience, but we've also served musicians. And so one of our new programs this summer is a string quartet fellowship, where we will be providing one emerging professional string quartet with a place to go for the summer and work hard in a rehearsal retreat and then perform all over the state. And for our inaugural string quartet, we've selected from an international pool of candidate ensembles the Altius Quartet, and we are thrilled to have them here in Minnesota this weekend for concerts. Last night they performed at the Women's Club in Minneapolis, where we are artists in residence, and this summer they'll be up in Nisswa performing a concert at Lutheran Church of the Cross at 2:00.
Oh, that sounds great. So, Scott, we mentioned that you are a cellist. You're a professional musician. When did you know that cello was what you wanted to do and focus on in your life?
You know, being in a rural area, I had never even heard an orchestra before. And in the Brainerd Public Schools, where I went to school, we started orchestra in sixth grade. So at that point, I decided I'm the youngest of my family. Everyone else is in choir, and I decided I would just focus on this and try orchestra. So I started cello when I was 13, which is actually a bit later than most people start, but it was all because that was accessible to me in a rural area. And I loved music. I practiced a lot and studied hard and ended up going to the Eastman School of Music for both my undergrad and graduate studies. And it's when I was a student there that I brought some of my friends home from school to spend the summer in Minnesota. We were all waiting tables and spending the summer making money, but decided to put on a few informal concerts. And from that first year to now, now running the music festival is my full-time job that I'm working on year-round. But it's also great because it gives me the flexibility to continue playing the cello both for the festival, but also in the Duluth and South Dakota symphonies.
That is great. Well, congratulations to you and to the Lakes Erie Music Festival for the National Endowment for the Arts grant. And thanks so much for talking with us today, Scott.
Thank you very much. And we're excited that the Altius Quartet is here this weekend, but they'll also be here this summer and they'll be doing a statewide tour, and I'm hoping we can get them up to Bemidji in July, so we'll be in touch about that.
Okay, sounds good. The upcoming concert of the Altius Quartet is at Lutheran Church of the Cross in Nisswa Sunday afternoon at 2:00. Area Voices made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.